The following program is rated U for universal audiences and is considered suitable for listeners of all ages.
This is a presentation of Dream Realm Enterprises, where dreams are our reality.
Okay, welcome back to a brand new episode of Q Who, the quintessential Whovian. This is episode 205, and I am your host, John Russell. This is our little podcast where we just talk about Doctor Who, or classic Doctor Who, the television series. We do cover other mediums, like some of the audios, and maybe even comic books and magazines and so forth. At some point, we may cover those mediums, but primarily it is the classic series that we talk about. So if we do talk about those other mediums, it's going to be about things relating to classic Doctor Who, not the new series. There's plenty of coverage of the new series out there, so I don't feel like I need to do that. And my main interest for Doctor Who is the classic series, although I do appreciate the new series at times. I don't agree with everything they've done, but I'm also not a hater, so I always give it the benefit of the doubt. And I'm looking forward to seeing what Russell T. Davies will do coming back with his new doctor, Shruti Gatwa, I believe is how you say it. So we'll see how all that goes, but we will not discuss that here on this podcast because that's not what it's all about. So it's really all about the classic series, which is Doctors 1 through 8, which is William Hartnell through Paul McGann. That's how I look at the classic series and what I consider to be part of that canon. Anything that comes after the TV movie and essentially Night of the Doctor, which is sort of teetering between the two. Anything that comes chronologically or canonically or whatever you want to say after that, I consider part of the new series. So we will talk about all of that stuff from, we'll say, Night of the Doctor back, and that could include Big Finish, etc. So, but today I'm just talking about my Doctor Who obsession and where it began. So that's what this episode is all about. I will be doing other topics in other episodes going forward, and I hope to do more of these more often. Especially once I get my good setup going. Right now, this is not it. So if the audio quality isn't perfect, if you hear erroneous noises, I haven't had a chance to really get my new computer system set up the way that I want it, to where I can make really good, clear recordings. So for now, I'm using my old setup, which is not perfect. So I apologize for the imperfections. But we're going forward. But my obsession with Doctor Who started way back, and I'm going to age myself here, back in 1979, the earlier part of that year. A friend of mine, a good friend of mine, we'll just call him Eddie, that is his name, but I won't divulge his last name. As I haven't spoken to him in years, and I don't have his permission to do so. But anyway, Eddie came over one day. We were about 10 years old, or very close to it. I turned 10 that year in March, as a matter of fact. But Eddie came over one day after school with me, and so that we could hang out and play video games or whatever it is that we did. In early 1979, probably played the Atari. But during all of this, it came to be about I don't know, 15, 20 after 5 o'clock in the afternoon, and Eddie said, can we stop and can we watch some TV? Because there's this new show that I've discovered on PBS that is really cool, and I think you'll like it. And I said, sure, we can check that out. And he was telling me about it. It's called Doctor Who, and it's this, you know, British guy, and it's about aliens and monsters and, you know, all these things. So at 5:30 came up, we turned on PBS on the television, and on came the Tom Baker title sequence. It was the Android Invasion, episode 3. And even though I came in the middle of a story, Eddie kind of caught me up and on what was going on in the story, and we watched that third episode. And as by the end of it, especially with the cliffhanger, I was completely hooked at that point. I think the big show at the time was Buck Rogers, and I really loved that. That was my go-to, Buck Rogers. And of course Star Wars was around, and that was my other big go-to. But Doctor Who kind of blew my mind, because even though we had shows like Buck Rogers, and we had the Star Wars movies, and we had Star Trek, the original series, and of course I was blown away by all those things, and Space 1999, I had been a big fan of, you know, living at that time, in the late 70s, we were all kind of sci-fi buffs at that point, because of Star Wars and these other things. But Doctor Who sort of blew my mind, because it was so different. It was so different from those things. It wasn't as polished as any of those other series. And, it wasn't American, obviously. And it seemed to feature, you know, ideas not typical. You know, not the kind of stuff that we saw on American television. And Tom Baker, of course, just shined. And immediately, you know, I sort of cottoned on to him. I identified with him in a very strange way, because he had this way of grabbing you and keeping your attention just because of the way he reacted to things and the way that he conducted, you know, his adventures and the way he dealt with the monsters. And it was just so different from anything that I'd seen. And he handled, you know, the baddies in a way that American heroes didn't do, you know, and it just seemed like he was having so much fun along the way. And of course he had Sarah Jane Smith with him as well. So it was just all, it just really grabbed me, even though I came in the middle of a story, in the middle of a season that I, you know, and I had no idea about the series or what the history of it was, that there had been other doctors or that there would be other doctors. Tom Baker was it for me. That was Doctor Who. And so, yeah, I immediately got hooked, and I never missed it again. You know, from that point on, I watched it every single day. It was on here. We were lucky. We had Doctor Who 5 days a week, and then on the weekend, we had two different PBS stations that carried omnibus versions of these adventures, and they would show them as movies on the weekend. At the time, as I recall, one channel would show one Doctor Who on Saturday afternoon or early evening, and on a Sunday afternoon, the other PBS station would show a different story from a different, you know, point in the canon. So they were always a few stories apart from each other. So, but we had Doctor Who 7 days a week for a number of years there. Twice a day, usually. There were, you know, they had the half-hour chunks during the week around 5:30, 6. It started out at 5:30 here, and then they moved it to 6 on the primary PBS station that I watched it on to begin with. And then when the other station picked it up, then they would show it at 6:30. I guess they were aware of each other and the times that they were showing, because they did seem to try and keep out of each other's way. So one would show it at 6 and one would show it at 6:30. It would be different serials, but it was that way. We had two episodes 5 days a week, and then we had two movies over the weekend. So it was really quite a time to be a Doctor Who fan and to discover the show. And I mean, I just made a meal of it. I didn't miss it. I never missed it from that point on, and I watched it quite religiously after seeing just that one episode, part 3 of The Android Invasion. I was just so completely hooked, and I loved it. And it really fired my 10-year-old imagination. And it ran on PBS, on both of those channels here for the next, decade or so. And we just never missed it, even though some of the episodes they showed dozens of times, we never missed it, and we watched it over and over. And when we actually got hold of video machines, VCRs, we would tape them. And I had this obsession with taping them because being PBS and being the cable system that we had at the time, the signal was never perfect. There were days when it wasn't very clear. It didn't look great. And then there were days when it looked better. So I would get one story and it would be in halfway decent shape, and then I would have to wait until they repeated it and hope that the signal was better, and then I'd tape it again always trying to get the best possible copy of the whatever episode it was that I was trying to get a good copy of. So yeah, it was a constant battle in that regard. it was just such tremendous fun. It was really became an obsession, and I don't think I've ever gotten past the obsession, because even today, of course, we bought it on VHS when they started releasing them, and we then started buying them on DVD when they started releasing those. And it was always that pursuit, and it's still that pursuit of getting the best possible copy of the series, of every episode. And of course, all over the years, they've recovered lost episodes. Over time, through the course of the 80s, I discovered other Doctors, as they started showing John Pertwee a few years in, and that blew my mind even more, because there were Doctors before Tom, and so it was, we had Tom, and then we had Peter Davison, and then they went back and showed John Pertwee, and then they blew my mind further, and it was in black and white. And we had William Hartnell and Patrick Troughton. We didn't have many, because a lot of them were lost, and we only had part of a season of Patrick Troughton at the time, part of season 6, his final season. We didn't even have all the stories. And they didn't even show all of the John Pertwees at the time, because a lot of them at the time they only had in black and white, or they only had parts of them, certain episodes were missing or not in very good shape, so they only showed about 10 or 16 of his stories until they got better copies, and then they started dropping them in. So it's a whole thing. But but more and more we discovered more and more Doctor Who, and the more we discovered, the more obsessed I became with wanting to experience it all. And then I discovered that there were audio recordings of all the stories, and that fans were putting together these telesnap images with the soundtrack and making slideshows. And so then it became, I've got to see this, now I've got to see it. So it was, it was a constant battle, as it has been ever since, to get all of Doctor Who, the classic series, to get everything, and to get it in the best possible condition. So I'm always upgrading. So now we have Blu-rays coming out, which is another thing. And so it's just an interesting Obsession. A very interesting obsession. And it is an obsession. And I know that. I'm aware of that. But it's not an unhealthy one necessarily. You know, apart from how it hits your pocketbook. Because you're always trying to buy this version and that version. And, you know, this new release and that. And especially if you get caught behind, like with the Blu-ray sets, then you're paying a lot more for the sets because you didn't get them the first go around. So now it's hard to find some of these limited edition sets, which I have decided to try and get all of them. Because if you guys recall an early episode of Q Who here a few months ago, I said I was pretty happy with the American version, and because it was compact and what have you. And I was, until I got hold of one or two of these limited edition sets to really examine it and explore it. And starting with Season 17, I grabbed that one when it right after it came out. And a new obsession began because I really took a look at that and compared it to my American versions that I already owned of the previous ones released, and just went the bells and whistles on the UK releases are amazing, astounding. So I've got to have that. So since then, I've started trying to get hold of the UK limited editions. And at first, I didn't think I was going to be able to get any of them. So I started buying the UK standard editions. So I got a lot of them in the standard edition. But even that, I wasn't satisfied with, because it's like, oh, it's just not the same. It's not going to match the big box, and it's not, you know, it's just not the same. So I have ended up continuing to go after the UK limited edition and replacing those standard editions. So I'm going to do probably a Q Who soon, comparing all the versions and reviewing them based on the different versions. And so we can explore that, because there's not a lot of information on what the differences are, I have found, because that was one thing I tried to do, is I went online trying to figure out, well, what's the difference? What's in the UK limited edition, and what's, you know, that's different from the American version, or what's different from the standard UK edition, or what's in the Australian editions that's different from the UK and American editions. So, but there's not a lot of information about that. People aren't comparing notes, apparently. So it's just like, okay, well, I've got to buy a few different versions and compare notes on them. So I will do that in an upcoming episode of Q Who. So you've got that to look forward to. But I just wanted to share that a little bit with you, how I got started in Doctor Who, and kind of the story of how it became such an obsession for me, and still is. If you guys have stories of how you got into Doctor Who and how it became your obsession, feel free to email us at darkbuilding1@yahoo.com and let us know. And maybe we'll have a discussion on all that in a future episode as well. Or you can go on YouTube, where I also put these episodes, and comment there, and leave us the comments down below on YouTube, below the video, and tell us how you got started in Doctor Who. What was the circumstance? Just like my story, where did you start? How did you feel about it? What really got you hooked? Who's your favorite doctor? Who's your favorite monster? Et cetera, et cetera. Just let us know those kinds of details, because, you know, it's fascinating to me how people really got into it. But, it's a wonderful thing, especially classic Doctor Who, because it's just got that wonderful, nostalgic, fuzzy feeling that it gives you. And that's kind of why the obsession has continued, because I always get that feeling like I'm that 10-year-old boy again. And, you know, being thrilled to go into a bookshop and see a Target novel on the shelf or a display of them, which happened now and again, and me just, my mind just reeling of, oh, I can only get one or two of these today because I only have, you know, $5 on me. So what am I going to choose? What am I going to choose? You know, it was always that. And hoping that some of the other ones that you also wanted will be there next time. So yeah, it's just that feeling. It's just, it was an exhilarating feeling, and it still is. Whenever like a box set comes in the mail, I still get that exhilarated feeling. And then going through the special features and seeing, you know, the remastered versions of the episodes, it still gives me that feeling. Which I guess is why I continue to do it. So, let me know how it makes you feel. Let me know where your obsession started, if it's an obsession. If it's not, you know, you can tell me that too and why it's not. But mostly I want to hear how you got started with Doctor Who and how it impacted you and how it's impacted your life. It's impacted mine in a very positive way. But we'll discuss all that later on as well in other episodes. So until the next one, I hope you guys will continue to stay tuned. And also, if you want to go to our website, dreamrealmsite.com, you will find that we do actually a fan audio series of Doctor Who, if you're interested in hearing that, because our interest has taken us to creating our own Doctor Who's. And there you will find that we've had three different Doctors over the course of the last nearly 20 years, because we started in 03, I believe, and started releasing in 04. And we've had quite a number of adventures since then. So go over and check those out, and you may find a couple of stories on YouTube, but most of them you'll find on the website, dreamrealmsite.com, and you'll have it all listed under Doctor Who, and you can listen there if you would like. So feel free to take a listen to that and many original programs that we do at Dream Realm Enterprises. So hopefully you guys will check those out and let us know if you enjoy what you hear. But I am going to sign off now, guys. I will be back with you real soon to talk about the other topics that I mentioned and more as we go forward with Q Who, the classic Doctor Who series podcast. Thanks, guys. Appreciate you. We'll see you real soon. Next time on DRE's fan-produced Doctor Who series.
Where are we this time, Doctor?
You think he knows, Jen? Not likely.
Ye have little faith, Mina.
Then where are we?
Well, I'd say...
Welcome aboard the Crystal Star luxury space liner, the Solar Express. New passengers should have their ticket vouchers ready for inspection.
We're aboard the space luxury liner, the Solar Express. I know exactly where we are.
But you didn't have a clue before we heard that announcement. Admit it.
I will admit nothing of the sort, Nina. Besides, I'm having a good day, and your lack of faith in me will not spoil my good mood.
What are we doing here anyway?
We're on holiday, Mina. We're here to have fun.
But don't we have fun every day, Doctor?
Indeed we do, Jen. And why should today be any different?
What was that?
Ooh, sounded like a scream to me. Seems our holiday will have to wait. We're going to work. Come along, ladies. We need to check that out. Someone could be in serious danger aboard this ship.
What is going on here, Powell?
Dr. Hart, the very person. Lieutenant Lango has been killed, murdered. And I suspect these three people.
Now, just hang on a minute.
Relax, everyone. We'll get to the bottom of this.
That was very strange.
To say the least. What do you make of all of this, Doctor?
Strange is an understatement. That was downright bizarre, if you ask me. I think we should take it upon ourselves to investigate this matter. Don't you, ladies?
I agree wholeheartedly.
So, we're just going to stick our noses in, even though they may not be wanted?
Always do what you're best at. That's what I always say, Jen.
You ask too many questions, Doctor, and it needs to stop.
Why? Am I getting too close to something you'd like to keep secret? Is that it, Captain?
I don't have to answer your questions, and furthermore, I don't intend to. In fact, I'm going to put an end to your line of inquiry right now.
Doctor Who, Murder on the Solar Express, coming soon from Dream Realm Enterprises and found at DreamRealmSite.com.
You have been listening to a fan production for Dream Realm Enterprises. This is a not-for-profit program.